Were you religious before then? Did you belong to a church at all? Did you belong to a church before then?
Yes. I remember, I went to three different churches while I was growing up in Denver.
Okay.
And a Christian church and a Presbyterian church and a Church of Divine Science was one of them.
Okay. And besides the trip, that big trip you took in 74, was it? 1974.
Yes.
Have you traveled much besides that?
Yes, we enjoyed travel all through our life together. We both love to travel. We've covered all 50 states.
Wow.
And 11 provinces of Canada and about 18 foreign countries.
Okay. Like in Europe or?
Hmm?
In Europe or South America?
Well, we cruised through countries in South America and the Panama Canal and went through the other side.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Europe. We went over and visited our son when he was in Athens, Greece, and then went to Switzerland and on up to, one of my old kennel boys was a veterinarian in the veterinary corps and attached to the embassy in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. So we went and visited him there, lived in the embassy for a while.
Really?
And toured that part of the world.
What was your son doing in Athens, Greece?
Well, he was in the Navy, naval aviator on an aircraft carrier.
Ah, how neat. I've been to Malta. I've never been to Greece or like southern Italy. That must be really nice. I'd like to go. Where were your parents born?
My father was born in Missouri, and my mother was born in Kansas.
Okay. Do you know what their education was?
My mother's education was through high school.
Mm-hmm.
My father's education was after high school. He took a correspondence course in mechanical engineer.
Okay.
And he eventually became a railroader, and then the government hired him as a locomotive inspector or safety inspector.
Okay. Do you know where he worked?
He covered all the railroads north out of Denver,
from
Denver up to Billings, Montana.
Okay. Do you know about them moving to Denver? At what point?
They moved to Denver in 1917, I think it was.
Okay.
A couple of years before I was born.
Okay. Do you know what brought them there at all?
Yes, this job with the government brought him because that was the location of the government office in Denver of taking care of the safety of locomotives.
Okay. Do you know how they met at all?
Yes, I do. That's quite a story.
Yeah.
My mother was working in a mill called Hunter's Mill in Wellington, Kansas, and my dad was an engineer on the Santa Fe Railroad, and they were pulling cars of grain in there, and during lunch hour he walked up past the office and saw her in there, said he thought she was the ugliest woman he ever saw, but he ended up marrying her.
Wow.
But she was not an ugly woman.
No.
My dad was a peculiar fellow. We called him the old gobbler because he was brusque and he talked that way all the time. He talked everything down.
Yeah. Did she work after she was married at all? Or
for a short while, yes. And then they lived in Wellington and he railroaded on the Santa Fe Railroad down into Oklahoma and Kansas and so forth. Then he got this job out here in Colorado.
Was that a grain mill she worked in then, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a grain mill she worked in then?
Yes, a grain mill.
Okay. And then they came out here and started the family here in Denver?
Well, no, they had already started their family in Kansas.
Yeah.
I had two older brothers and an older sister.
Okay. Anybody younger?
Hmm?
Anybody younger?
No, I'm the baby of the family.
All right.